Here on KSOM, we're talking high school football as Logan Magnolia, tough game last week as they fell to St. Albert, 42-21. Matt Strait, head coach for the Panthers, joins me now. And Coach, how do you feel about your team coming out of last week's ball game against the Falcons?
Yeah, I mean, going into it, I felt we were undermatched in a couple areas, and that turned out to be true in the game. That being said, I was really concerned about our offense, considering we lost our quarterback and some other pieces, and we just had a lot of new people playing different spots. Our offense performed really well and actually kept us in the game by scoring, and we should have had 28. We scored a touchdown, you know, in the last 5 minutes that got called back and whatever. But and so we were right there. We just defensively had so many breakdowns. You know, I was really disappointed in a couple things defensively. And how fundamentally we did things. And, you know, St. Albert's is a really good team. I mean, that's a credit to them and their coaching staff. They got it going this year, man. I think they're going to be really hard out in postseason play. But you know, it doesn't mean we can't, you know, self-evaluate ourselves and say we should have done this better.
How did you feel like Brody Davis did at quarterback for you?
Yeah, outstanding. I mean, he's just a – one of our themes this year is don't flinch. And he resembles that over and over, just stepping into a key role with not having a bunch of football experience and, you know, hadn't played football since probably fourth grade, came out this year. But he's an athlete, and athletes and the competitors make plays, and he did. But he threw the ball really pretty consistently, considering his lack of experience doing that. And then he's fast enough to get around, you know, defenders when things break down, and he got some first downs for us that way as well.
Well, he seemed like he connected with Carson Edney a lot, 7 catches, 112. Crosby Yoder also got into it, 8 catches for 43. 3 different guys caught touchdowns. I mean, did he just look comfortable in the passing game and like he'd been doing it for a while?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of those were a setup plays of, you know, here's the route we're running, and he got the ball in the spot we needed to at the right time. And then the run after catch by Edney was outstanding last week. And Crosby Yoder is just a fiery 125 pounder who finds ways to get, make people miss and get extra yards as well. But then too, Brody was probably the most impressive part about Brody is that when things did break down, he can still get his eyes open and look downfield, which is really an innate ability by quarterbacks.
So how would you feel about your team's status health-wise as you go into this big district game against Westwood?
Yeah, it's a must-win game for us. If we want to make postseason play, we have to win this game. So that's put a little pressure on us, considering that, you know, we come off giving up 42 points and not a great defensive performance. And so we have to find a way to stop the run better than we did. Man, the first 2 weeks of the year, we did really well with that. And then just had major breakdowns last week. But yeah, getting back to the overall importance of this game, we've always had great battles with Westwood. I mean, though they're an hour north of us, we've been in the same district for years and always play close games, whether we're better than them or they're better than us. I mean, the games always seem like they're going down to the fourth quarter.
Just came back to the injuries a little bit. How have some of the guys rallied around, like Brody and some of the other guys' replacements? How do you feel like that has gone? Because that, I think, has to happen. I mean, you get into a rhythm, you get to a trust factor with a guy at quarterback, and then a new guy comes in, and you got to – the guy – it really comes down to the rest of the team trying to get behind the new guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think we've done a pretty good job. Being Brody's such a positive kid, and he's such a likable kid that just is going to happen naturally, no matter what team Brody's on. For one, and you know, I still think we haven't gotten past and the shock factor of having so many injuries right now. It just feels like we just haven't found our mojo, I guess, so to speak, this season. I haven't felt that in any game. A little bit maybe in the St. Albert game, because we got behind in a couple key points and they had big plays, and man, our offense popped back and had a big play of their own. So we showed some resilience there a little bit. I'm still looking for something deeper, you know, something tougher from our guys, and we got to find it, and hopefully we can find it, you know, today and tomorrow at practice, and build that up into Friday's game.
So Westwood, they're coming off a loss to Woodbury Central, 46-0. They had a close loss to Akron Westfield, a close win against Alta Aurelia. Looks like they've been able to run the football a little bit better than they've passed it. What stands out to the most to you when you look at the Rebels?
Yeah, coach up there has done a great job of developing a really good run game over the years, and kind of got away from it a couple years. Now he's back to it. Always he's very crafty and watches a lot of film, and very good in-game coach as well. He can make key adjustments. So it's always challenging coaching against him, because I think he's one of the better coaches in the area. So I think that we have to give credit to that. And then their kids play hard. And like I said, even though sometimes there's somewhat of a mismatch, sometimes between his teams and the teams they're playing, but man, he's always finding ways to get guys in the right positions and to keep games tight. Even that Woodbury Central game, you know, the score looks bad, but it really wasn't. It was, I think Woodbury kicked a field goal at the end of the half to make it 17-0. And so they were fighting there, and sometimes things get away from you at the end in those type of games.
Well, Coach, let's hope you can get back on the winning track here. Like you say, big district game. You still got West Monona, ICAM Manning coming up after this, and then Woodbury Central is in Akron Westfield. So let's hope that you can get things back going against the Rebels. Thanks so much.
Right, thank you.
Matt Straighthead, Coach for Logan Magnolia Football, joining us here on KSOM.